B9. Deborah or Robert? During the Revolutionary War, the Continental Army was so desperate for soldiers that young boys and runaway slaves were often allowed to enlist. Women were not. Quite a few women were able to pose as men, avoid discovery, and serve as soldiers also. One such soldier was Deborah Sampson Gannett. As a girl, she was a house servant, and she later got enough education to become a teacher. Her spirit of adventure led her to enlist in the army at the age of 20, under the name of Robert Shurtleff. She was a good soldier, taking part in the battle at Yorktown. Even though wounded, she managed to keep her secret. But then she fell ill with a fever and was discharged when a doctor found out that she was a woman. After the war, she married a Massachusetts farmer, Benjamin Gannett, and had three children. She still had her spirit of adventure, however, and she decided to go on a speaking tour telling of her revolutionary experiences. Women in those days were expected to remain quietly at home, but Deborah Gannett became the first American woman to earn money lecturing. While she made very little from her speaking, in time the state of Massachusetts and the federal Congress each granted her a pension in recognition of her service in the Continental Army.